Look what verse 19 says. And so that you can know. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. So that you can what? Know and understand. What is what? The immeasurable. You can't measure this. Look what we have joined to. When the saint, I'm talking about the whole body in the earth. When are we going to grab a hold to this and stop arguing among ourselves with skin color and gender colors and all genders and all the other stuff? When are we going to grab hold to this and realize if I'm washed in the blood, I'm born of the Spirit? It doesn't matter about the outward texture. It doesn't matter about the physical being. What happened on the inside of me? I have been made like God. The moment I said Jesus, it happened. At the snap of my finger, I was changed from darkness to light. I was moved out of where I was wrong and brought over to right. And I've been made right with God, by God, for God, that I can receive all that He blessed me with. Hallelujah. He wants me to know I have a measure which is unmeasurable, a power. It comes forth in unlimited fashion that the enemy can't stop me, can't stop you from walking in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I would suggest, or I would tell you, stop talking about your handicaps. Stop talking about your weakness. They left when you got born again. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? I said they left you when you got born again. Hallelujah. You were made the righteousness of God. You were given God's own life. Hallelujah. Access to the same power. Are y'all listening? I said access to the same power that raised Jesus from the dead now resides on the inside of you, waiting for you to exercise it. When the enemy shows up in your life trying to tell you something different, you rise up and use your God-given blood bite, blood bought, Holy Ghost right, power of God that's been given to you in the name that's above every name, that at that name every knee bows, every tongue confess. I come to tell you it's time for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to rise to that place of righteousness in God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life. He took the limit off your life. He took the limit off your life. Gave you, not going to give it, but He gave you your full rights to this unimaginable, unlimited power of God. Satan couldn't keep Jesus. He thought he could, but he couldn't keep Jesus in that place of hell, being incarcerated there. But but it came out with a boom and a blast that shook the world of darkness, rallied them, sold to everything they had, they lost. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Made me, made you, made us winners. I said we're winners. You ought to tell yourself, I'm a winner today because I'm in Christ. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. And hallelujah. And I'm winning because I'm using what he gave me. I'm using this in the name of Jesus. In my daily walk, it's not a Sunday morning 1 hour session, but it's an everyday walk. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think I have time. If Galatians 3:13 and 14. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look what it says. Look what it says. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written. What did Jesus tell Satan in the 4th chapter of Matthew when he came with his temptation? What did he tell him? It is written. What did Satan do? He took his little old self and went on down the road, didn't he? And left him alone. When he come telling you that you're cursed, say, look, buddy, can you read? If you can't, I'm going to read it to you. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, being made a curse for us. For it is written, see, it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Well, did he hang? Why did he do that? That's a blessing. That's a blessing. What? That's what? That's a blessing. What is a blessing? I'm empowered to prosper. I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it. See, he's trying to tell you as you sit there that you're cursed. You're a limit in what you can do. You need to remind him. No, no. The curse have been lifted, removed. It's gone. And I have no limit. I have no limitation in me. I have no limitation in me. Hallelujah. Because I've been redeemed from the curse. And you are the curse. And you don't have me. That old man that used to be me is in the same place that Jesus left that old man. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm born again. I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. The day I said yes to Jesus, my new life began. Hallelujah. And tell him this, and you don't have what it takes to cut it off. I don't care how you try, you don't got the goods. Listen, you don't have the goods. You don't have what it takes. You don't have what it takes. Hallelujah. This thing that happened, You can't change. And I'm not going to change. I'm too busy enjoying it. Hallelujah.